On the show today, we have Corporate One Federal Credit Union's Keith Riddle talking about the digital pivot, changing at lightning speed. Can credit unions do it? So check it out. You wrote a very interesting article in, I saw it on Q's, called Changing at Lightning Speed, and it kind of piqued my interest, and it's all about member service, it's kind of the evolution of member service these days, especially with digital hitting us like a tidal wave these days. And the article really piqued my interest, and one of the opening lines in your article, it read here, I'm going to read from my notes here, what constitutes excellent member service is changing, and it's changing at lightning speed. Can you explain, sir?
Yeah, so I think the item that's really changing is the perspective of personalization. So not only do folks expect the service to be very real-time and pertinent to their needs in terms of transactional related, but making it personalized to Keith Riddle in this case.
Yeah.
What are the balance conditions that I need to be aware of? What are those financial services that may help me in my financial life as part of that interaction from a member services perspective?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's personalization, understanding where that member may be, and the fact that you can deliver personalization across a variety of personas, if you will, is becoming increasingly important to credit unions and all institutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Is this kind of leveraging big data, what we've been talking about for the last few years, kind of big data 2.0, really, really digging deep into the consumer's personal information and catering to those needs? Is that where this is leading to?
I believe so. I think there's been a lot of conversations that I go from conference to conference about data monetization.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to understand the attributes of those given members and their transactional activities to help them through their financial journey and appropriately position the contextual financial services that are relevant to them? So not everybody wants a certain type of financial service, but you want to position your offering about their activities, about their financial needs. So data monetization, the personalization aspect, absolutely. Those are all increasing needs in the financial services
world. Gotcha. Yeah, it's not collecting. It's not just collecting the data now. It's like actually using it, making a little bit of money off of it, and providing some great services according to somebody's personal needs. So it's amazing how far we've come in just such a short time.
It is. It's very interesting. Yes.
Yeah, it's never dull. And one of the other things in the article that really piqued my interest as well is you mentioned in there, if only 26% of the banks allow accounts to be open, or only 26% of banks allow accounts to be open on mobile device, which kind of led me to the question, well, why should credit unions switch their member service strategies to digital and mobile first? Because you're turning it on its head, whereas before everything was kind of branch and call center centered. Now it's digital. It's digital and mobile. We should be putting this first now, right?
Yes, exactly. For the same dynamic that existed within the online banking environment, where everything was traditionally in a desktop and our laptop environment, it transitioned to a mobile environment because of convenience and being able to manage those transactional activities mm-hmm. through your mobile device.
Mm-hmm.
I think the underpinning is that the mobile device is the key engagement container, if you will,
okay.
for most consumers.
Yeah.
So when you look at the account opening aspect, the one thing the fintech community has done very well is they've made it very easy for a consumer to open an account,
mm-hmm.
which is considerably different in many cases for some credit unions.
Right.
How many forms they may are required that they fill out, or going through an online application mm-hmm. that may ask certain questions that aren't specifically targeted to what they're trying to achieve as their task. So the mobile device is becoming far more attractive as the primary mm-hmm. application input point,
mm-hmm.
and you need something that has responsive design, that has a very streamlined yeah. application workflow.
Yeah. Yep.
That can leverage an iPad as a native application when credit unions are looking to become more mobile with their enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
So we always talk about mobile as it's mobile banking and transactional activity and money movement, instead of credit union mobility and providing them with the tools to grow their membership, leveraging these tools.
Yeah, you mentioned in there that this really opens the door for credit unions to kind of take the lead here, because that stat where you said only 26% of the banks allow accounts to be open on a mobile device. This is where credit unions can kind of really take the reins and run with it, because they're agile enough to do something like this.
Absolutely. So I think the service they provide obviously is a key differentiator.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you blend in the bricks and clicks, if you will, so that you're having the service component that's been the underpinning for them for ages, and bring this new opportunity to acquire members through a mobile responsive design type of application. Yeah. Allow them to grow more seamlessly, make it more efficient for them to add those members, leverage the capabilities of that device to streamline the process and fund those accounts, and then switch their accounts over to the credit union that are direct deposit and recurring debit. So completing that cycle of engagement and onboarding, leveraging more mobile.
Very nice. Very nice. Are there examples of this in the financial services industry? I mean, you mentioned PayPal and Rocket Mortgage in the article. Can you expand on those?
Sure. I think where PayPal, and they've even recently issued some stats that when they started like 5 years ago, less than, I think, 10% of their activities were driven by the mobile interaction. Today, it's 30%.
Wow.
So they've really dramatically grown. If you can see everything they've positioned about new money, it's the interaction from a mobile device, moving money in real time, which is another faster payments and money movement component. But leveraging that device is what is very familiar to the generation that the credit unions are attempting to engage more actively, which is the millennials.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think when you look at the Rocket Mortgage component, it's the same type of overall message. Speed, efficiency, want mortgage, press a button. And I understand, certainly, it's a more complex underwriting component than just pressing a button. But it's the application efficiency and the simplicity. So we're trying to take those things that are invariably complex and make them far more simple.
Yeah, there's another one that I was thinking of when I was reading the story, Starbucks. I mean, I think the latest stat now is their 22% of their income comes from their mobile app now. I mean, it's that prevalent now. It's pretty pretty big time.
Right, and I use that in the various conferences we go to when we have a speaking engagement. Is I talk about the most successful mobile payment platform is a coffee company.
I know. Go figure.
So from the retail financial services perspective, when we want to talk about complexity and how much we position on the front end to ask what may be somewhat overbearing questions for a consumer to complete opening a checking account, look at what Starbucks has done. They made it simplistic. Yep. They've added on very subtle features for ordering. They give you a reward as you repeat order. Yep. Yep. So, and they've had it in a very streamlined application. I know I use it frequently, but I travel a lot, so I'm one of those frequent star guys.
And yeah, my wife is a big coffee drinker, so I'm and I don't drink coffee at all, but I have the Starbucks app on my phone and I use it all the time buying coffee for her and stuff, and I get the rewards. I order from the parking lot and I walk into the Starbucks and it's ready for me. I don't have to do anything. You know, it's wonderful. No wonder it's making so much. It's doing so well for them. So let's
you're keeping the peace at home by sharing the wealth.
There exactly. Exactly. So let's move from coffee makers to credit unions. Are any credit unions that you know of? I mean, are they really leveraging this this mobile arena pretty well? If so, who are they and what are they doing?
Well, I think that it's not necessarily based upon asset size. You certainly have some of those larger credit unions who have led the pack with mobile deployment in terms of mobile banking and trying to have those personalization attributes built into their platform. But what we're seeing on the mobile acquisition experience perspective and the mobile account opening is that it is driven based upon the innovative thought of that credit union. So we have some leaders who have already started to deploy or move through the process of deploying our digital account opening platform along with the account transition platform. And the reason they did that is they're trying to become more mobile oriented with their membership group, whether the mobile experience is the consumer coming in and self-serve through that container, or more importantly, or as importantly, the credit union taking their enterprise to the membership. So select employer groups, chamber of commerce events, making their enterprise mobile. So you can probably scan the industry and find successful scenarios of credit unions that have deployed mobile or are leveraging mobile type technologies to either drive membership or drive loans or deliver personalization. But as a whole, I think the industry is pivoting in determining how they can do that in a streamlined fashion, deliver speed to market without taxing development efforts and integration efforts that typically may slow institutions down in deploying innovative thought
and And it's almost cliche now, but with millennials taking over, you know, coming into their prime lending years, I mean, you really want to have something like this to be a player, right?
You absolutely do. And to gather the information, again, that's pertinent to the action they're requesting, to cross-sell them contextually to say, hey, how about an auto loan? Or getting them engaged to make that very efficient and streamlined so you don't burn up too much time and get abandonment associated with your application. Mm-hmm. That's another key aspect.
Gotcha. All right, quickly here, what are three things that credit unions need to do to ensure member engagement and boost growth? There are three things that you mentioned in your article.
So I think what they need to do is to certainly evaluate mm-hmm. their digital strategies. And it's not necessarily a strategy that is separate to just mobile, but what is going to be their digital strategy with respect to driving engagement that even brings them into that funnel of opening an account? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How are they evaluating personas or developing personas that engage per product level or per age group so they can develop more activity that come into that platform to acquire new members and new accounts? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Secondly, how do you continue to refine the cross-selling aspect? So now I've got this data monetization and data mining, and I'm trying to understand what's occurring within the channel. How do I leverage that to cross-sell products and services that are contextual or appropriate to that given member?
Yeah.
Based upon the learnings of what they may be going through an account opening platform and the risk scoring that comes along with that given member. And then the final point is you have to continue to evolve. It's not an end point. It's a journey where you're always going to be evolving and adding solutions that allow you to evolve with this digital mindset.
Yep, indeed.
So those are the three things at a high level I put as very broad strokes credit unions need to continue to do.
Okay, excellent. And to wrap up here, what happens to a credit union that doesn't change? I mean, is this a mandatory thing to survive, or can they survive without doing this digital change, or is it something that you got to do?
I think it will be challenging for credit unions that don't make a degree of a digital pivot to have long-term survivability. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, where are they going to get the membership that will continue to grow or harvest additional loans or deposits as part of that effort? Precisely. So does it mean that they won't be able to do things in a branch or leveraging those tools in their branch mm-hmm. or online? Mm-hmm. Certainly doesn't mean you have to have a mobile-only solution, because ours is multi-channel. But I think you need to look at what is your strategy to operate in this digital world.
Yeah.
And how do you modify those operations to take advantage of the opportunities? And those that don't will have a challenge, not only from other institutions, but the fintech community that's going to come in and acquire their members, which will become their customers.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it sounds like it's something you got to do. it's just one of those things, or else you're going to become a Blockbuster, a Borders, or a Tower Records, something like that. And you don't want to be those folks.
Exactly.
Okay.